This episode brought to you by the Pit Palace.
Have you got a dungeon that just ain't cutting it no more? Do you got a lot of adventurers coming in and raiding your castle and taking all your gold and your scrolls? Does your rare and endangered underground lake monster keep getting its tentacles chopped off? Do you got a gelatinous cube tired of getting his ass handed to him, so he's sulking over in the corner somewheres, losing his lime flavor or whatever? Then allow me to suggest the perfect addition to your evil lair. A top-of-the-line, 5-star, primo pit. Hand-dug, personally, by me, Tommy Pitt. You may be thinking, well, why don't I just dig this pit myself? Hey, you think you can do a better job than me, Tommy Pitt? Let me tell you something. It's not a pit unless a pit dug it. Here's the thing. A pit is so much more than a hole. A hole is just a hole, but a pit is an experience. Any pit by Tommy Pitt is personally customized to meet your needs and is guaranteed to take out any good-for-nothing adventurer trying to take your rubies and enchanted tiaris or whatever else they think you got. Some of my previous pit designs include snake pits, lava pits, spider pits, acid pits, zombie pits full of water, pits full of sharks in water, pits full of sharks in no water, pits full of spikes, pits full of spiky sharks, pits full of old sandwiches, just slightly too old to eat so they starve to death. It's ironic. Pits full of existential dread. That's a secret recipe. We also got pits full of other smaller pits. Pits full of random strangers' pubic hair, some of which is on fire. Pits full of fire. Pits full of the tortured souls of dead minstrels singing "Who Let the Dogs Out" by the Baha Men on a loop for all eternity. Pits full of genital warts. Pits full of no Wi-Fi. Pits full of institutional racism. And pits full of ice-cold pee-pee. So before some new douchebag adventurer comes in and tries to kill your whole skeleton army and steal your precious magical kaleidoscopes, call me, Tommy Pitt, owner and operator of Tommy Pitt's Pit Palace. Our pits aren't the pits, they're the shit. Oh, and don't forget our shit pits.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons and Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
But you know what? Maybe you could get one of these magical barrels. We've been carrying around this guy and this barrel for a long time. You could keep them in there. We can't. What?
Oh. There's someone in there?
We hope so. We don't know.
Okay.
At least his bones are in there, so you can get your own and put your bones in there, and you'll never be able to get them out, but you'll always know where they are.
Okay. Great.
Lank turns to him. I wouldn't.
Right. Thank you all for retrieving these bones for me.
Now be on your way, please.
This has been enlightening, I suppose. Everybody, turn around! I'm gonna hide these!
I hadn't realized how much we have no idea what's going on until this moment.
Don't know what's going on or refuse to tell anybody what's going on. Alright. I think I need to pray on what I need to do with these bones. You're welcome to to remain here in this sanctuary if you'd like, or if there's anything else I can do for you, but,
Can Will, at the same time people are still talking to this jackass, be dragging Irina off to talk to her somewhere else?
Yes. You grab her hair, you drag her through the pews.
What? Do I notice this?
Nope, they're invisible.
Not violently.
Yes. Not violently. Yes. So while that's been happening, after you stalked off, you can pull Irina aside.
Oh, so Will's... Wasn't there something else we were... Didn't these... The cards that you told me about, didn't they have something about this? Something about these bones? Was there something we were supposed to be here?
Yes! Where have you been? Yes! You're supposed to just return them to where they came from. The resting place.
Mm.
Are the bones at rest now?
Not yet.
Priest, why don't you put them in your bed?
Maybe I will. We'll see.
All right.
Does anyone else get the feeling the priest doesn't want to talk to us anymore?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
I'm getting that... that sense, but since we've already burned this bridge...
Shall we burn the church?
No, Father, if I could ask one more question. I'm guessing I know the answer to this question, given your reaction to what we were just talking about, but I do, in fact, have this barrel, and I'm carrying it around in the hopes of finding someone who can tell me how to get my friend out of this barrel. Does any of this sound like something you'd be able to help with?
Have you tried taking the lid off?
Yes. Yes, the lid is on it at the moment because we're afraid of what's inside it.
Oh, okay. Your friend?
Have you ever encountered a liquid that does not behave like a liquid and swallows people?
Sounds like a riddle.
It isn't. I am literally asking you precisely that.
What liquid doesn't behave like a liquid and swallows people? Man!
It is red all over.
Man. Yeah. It is man.
Or basically, my hope was that you were going to say, oh, I've heard of this, and here's how you fix it, and I didn't have high hopes going into it, but I thought I would at least ask.
Well, maybe he has a nice place to store a barrel.
Well, no, if he can't help us, I'm going to keep Gorn with me.
I mean, it's up to you. Now that you have brought me these bones back with such good graces. I don't know, my sentence lost itself there. Since you brought these bones back to me, this certainly is a safe place if you need to keep it, him, she, here.
If Gorn comes out of the barrel, do we have to re-divide up those silver pieces?
I'll just give him my whole share. How about...
Because I've already spent mine in my head.
I appreciate the offer. I was just hoping for some answers, but it doesn't sound like you know what's going on, which isn't surprising because this is weird. So I'll keep him with me and we'll hope to find some way to fix it. And if we ever do find a way to fix it, I'll try to get word to you so that you know for the future if someone else shows up with a weird liquid that eats people.
In a barrel.
In a barrel that doesn't act like a liquid and all the other crap I just said.
Got it. Yes, I don't know anything about a liquid that eats people. That doesn't act like a liquid. That is true.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Now you know as much as we do.
Have you tried prayer?
I don't think we actually have tried prayer.
Should we all try prayer right now? This is a wonderfully holy place to do so.
I like to do my prayers singing. Do you mind, Father?
No, not at all. If that's how you express your faith, then absolutely. We welcome song in the church.
Hoy bada doo bada doo bada ba bada bee bada ba. Hoy wa bada boo bada bee bada ba bada boo bada ba.
Hey, Father, do you regret inviting Song in the church?
He joins in. Hoy wa bada bee bada ba bada ba. Hoy wa bada bee bada ba bada ba.
Your accent's a little off, but it was a good try.
Blinsky comes in. You mention accent. Hoy, bada 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 ba bada ba.
I don't think that worked, Father.
Well, actually, as you guys are singing together, Lank, you feel the barrel shake on your back a little bit.
Whoa. I didn't expect this to have any effect whatsoever.
Just a tiny bit.
He takes off the barrel from his back and unropes the lid.
Oh, God.
It moved.
I'm scared.
Okay. Let us pray more. What about... You are a holy man, I can tell that. He gestures to Bathwack. Do you have a prayer we should utter together over this barrel?
I will hop on one leg with everyone.
Oh, I see. Interesting. I wasn't aware that was an expression of faith. But, I mean, if that is how you offer up these good graces... What am I saying? What am I saying?
You really want to say the phrase good graces, but you never have the right context.
Is that how you pray there, dragon man?
I pray quietly to myself.
Okay, but perhaps we should try that.
Does anyone of us still have those flower garlands that Rafina made for us, like, a month ago at the windmill?
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Nick still has his on.
Are any of the flowers white? Lank needs a white flower.
Why?
If it's for his deity.
I'm going to go get one for you if you don't have one.
That's what it didn't occur to me to ask until just now when I was trying to remember which deity I assigned with Lank way back when.
Yeah, you can see one of the flowers. Nick does have his on. One of them, at least one of them is white.
Nick, might I borrow that white flower? Or, okay, may I have that white flower?
yes, sure. He bends down and lets you pluck it out. Since it's on his head, he can't see which one you're talking about.
Lank takes, and now I'm going to, out of character real quick, Eric, ask, how specific do I need to be with following the ritual? Because I put down on my sheet way back when Baronar True Silver is the goddess that Lank follows.
Okay.
And part of that is you offer silver and a white flower. So if he just, like, leaves one next to the barrel as people are praying, does that work?
Sure. You can, okay. That's, you know, that's up to you. You can, that's kind of flavory, so you can style that however you'd like.
Then, all right. In character, Lank takes a silver coin, puts it inside the flower, and lays it next to the barrel as people are praying.
Okay.
Why didn't we try this any sooner?
It's not like any of you are religious or anything. It's not where you, like, literally get all of your power.
I just assumed that Gorin was happy in the barrel.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's dancing in there.
We at least need to ask him.
So, okay, yes, that you're good. Anybody else? Should we all maybe sing, but also pray quietly? How can we focus our good graces onto this barrel?
I miss Will.
He's not around.
Has the barrel moved again as people intensified their praying?
So yeah, I mean, if you all actually gather around and follow maybe Bathwack's lead this time and all kneel down and focus, you could see it shift a little bit again, just very slightly. He says, maybe you, and he gestures at Rafina, maybe you pray in your way, offer up your song, and you speak to yourself quietly to your God within, and I'll lay on hands upon this barrel, maybe all at once, and you've offered up your offering here.
Father, put your hands low on the barrel, away from the opening.
Okay. Did you take the lid off, by the way, or is it just loose?
I was actually going to ask Rafina if she would mind opening the door of the barrel.
I feel like we're going to find out the maximum capacity of this barrel.
So, yeah, does Rafina take the barrel lid off with her magics?
Do-do-do-do.
Wow, that was a cool song. The lid flips off and you can catch it, Rafina, if you want.
No, it clatters. I'm very bad at sports.
Okay. After the fact, you stick your hand out like Daria.
Can I basically ready an action? I think the father laying on his hands might be helpful, but if anything happens that looks dangerous, I want to sort of tackle him out of the way.
Sure. Mm. Employ a classic Lank hug.
Yeah, basically.
Got it. All right, hug is readied, and the priest says, "All right, let's try this. I will pray to the Morning Lord, and you all pray to your gods, and let's see what we can do here, all right?"
Here we go.
He cracks his knuckles, and he does follow your instructions. He goes low on the barrel, almost at the ground, and he lays his hands on it, and he bends his head.
Hey, nanny, 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 hey, nanny, no. Hey, nanny, 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 hey, nanny, no. No, nanny, no. Barrel, 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 barrel. Hey, nanny, no. Barrel, 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 barrel. Hey, nanny, no.
Is this an actual prayer in your church? That's very specific.
Our prayers are like Mad Libs. They're
now. Burr, burr, burr,
does
burr,
Bathwick prayer? Prayer? Does he prayer?
He prayers. He prayers in low, grumbling, draconic verbs.
All right. As you all sort of lend your efforts to this, you see the flower with the silver piece actually float off the ground. And it sort of slowly wafts up into the air. It hovers over the barrel, and it drops into the black liquid. And as soon as it hits, you see the black liquid just instantly just turns clear. And now it just looks like it's a barrel of water.
What?
Somebody tall enough, look inside it, please.
Nick would run over and then slow down as he gets close to it, knowing what had happened. And he kind of peers in and he says, it looks like a barrel of water. I don't want to touch it, though.
Lank's going to try to push it over.
All right. It spills water all over this church.
Is there a Gorin?
There is no Gorin.
Would it be callous to get out my water skin?
It tastes like Gorin, though, so that's kind of gross.
Yeah, it tastes like Bard. Ugh.
Well,
oh.
What do we do?
Lank looks inside the barrel just in case Gorin got wedged in the bottom and didn't come out.
He's just in the bottom just waving. Hi, guys!
Lank's bumping the bottom the way you would with ketchup that's not pouring.
You peer in, he shoots an arrow over your head, just like old times.
It's Gorin!
No, it's empty.
Lank looks truly sad.
Oh.
And as you guys look over this barrel, let's now cut to Will and Arena, who have been pulled to a dark corner in the church. There's no dark corner. It's all pretty well lit. Lots of
I think
warm
if
light
I were
here.
Not looking at what they were doing, I would have had to, like, take her out of the church.
You can pull her out of the church if you want. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll, what?
Okay, so this guy.
What guy?
There's a guy, not to alarm you, but do you know a guy named Izek? And I actually don't know if I know his last name at this point.
I think you probably have heard it. It's Strozny.
Izek Strozny? Do you know that guy?
You sound so comfortable saying his name.
Stupid ass name. Do you know, have you ever heard of this guy?
No. Should I have?
Do you know of anyone named Strozny? Do you know at all? Have you ever heard? Are you related to anybody like that?
Well, I mean, if you recall, I in my family, at least I had thought, was... What's her name again? I can't
remember the name. Kolion?
Oh, yeah. Indirovich.
I love names and how every time it's like... No, what's his name?
I thought I was daughter of Kolion Indirovich, though...
I mean, it doesn't. I don't mean father, necessarily your blood, whatever, in the family that you knew.
I don't know the name. No, I don't.
Well, so we're going to probably be doing a lot of stuff, and you might want to know that you have, like, a guy that's kind of interested in you in a kind of ridiculously creepy and probably supernatural way. Besides Strahd, you have another guy in this town. Now, I think that you might want to do something about it. I don't know if
am I in danger?
Yeah, probably. This guy, if you don't know anything about him, I'm sure you'll probably see him soon if you're going to be planning on staying here. He's got like a crazy, scary black arm, and he can make fire with it, and he's part of the guard. And
you just see her face get more and more horrified.
Yes, and seriously, I don't care that I'm bothering you, because the thing is, like, I feel bad for you, but this is actually a really weird thing. There's a guy that's making dolls of you, and he's been making them for a while, and it's at the behest of this Izek guy who's obsessed with you, and apparently he even knew that you lost your arm. It's uncomfortable, awkward silence because you lost your arm. Insert that here.
That you both bow your heads for a moment.
He's like, oh, I had almost forgotten, and now you've reminded me. You're right. I don't have another arm. I just have.
If you walk out, you realize you've stood right next to this mausoleum that Batthwack has erected to Arena's arm.
Tomb of the Unknown Arm. And underneath it, in much smaller print, actually, it's Arena's arm.
Yeah. Totally known arm.
Totally known as Arena's arm. So, I don't know if you're protected by these bones that we so heroically brought back to the church, but this is a problem that I feel like is a problem. The thing is, like, I don't know how powerful this guy is. If I knew, maybe I could do something about it, but, you know, we have a lot of stuff that we gotta do. We've been involved in about 100,000 things ever since we came to this damn town, and now we've got this guy, and, you know, I'm just worried about you, I guess. Not worried about you, just, you know, what would Will say?
He wouldn't even say that he's worried about something. Nope. He wouldn't even lie about it. He can't bring himself to
I
utter
feel
the
bad
word.
For you. Okay, Will's not completely, he's not an evil guy. Yeah. His alignment is not evil, even though he's a dick. He's like, I feel bad for you. You lost your arm. Now you've got two creepy stalkers. You got one that's a super powerful guy that I can't do anything about, to be completely honest. That's Strahd. Now this other guy, I don't know, maybe I could take him, but I have no idea what his problem is, but he likes you a whole awful lot in a really weird and bad way.
Well, I mean, are you all staying here? Should I stay with you? Or
I don't, you should probably stay with us, I guess.
Or should I stay here with in the church?
I have no idea if the church is going to give you any protection, but I do know.
If I stay in the church, do you think he would know that I'm here?
If he knows that you don't have an arm and he knew it long enough for this other guy to make a doll out of you, do you want to go down? The guy's name is Blinsky. That's not the bad guy. He's just a nice guy. Don't have any problem with him. He's a poor guy he's annoying, but, you know, whatever. It's not his fault.
Hey.
He's a toy maker. And he makes these dolls. Apparently he's been making these, like, dolls of you for a while. And it's because this other guy's like, make me dolls of Irina. And I'm like, I don't know what's the deal.
Did they know
with
my name?
No. You know what? The Blinsky didn't know your name. So I'm assuming that the guy didn't tell him. So I really don't know if he knows your name. But he obviously wants some dollies.
Okay.
That look like you. Someone that you don't want to be involved with. And this guy is magical. So I would say that you definitely want to not be around this guy. So maybe, even though it would suck, you want to keep traveling with us and we'll...
Well, where are you going?
Sad. We have to go to this... Listen, Arena.
I am listening.
We've got so many quests. When did I become an adventurer? I didn't want this life, Arena. But it apparently chose me. And it means that I have to do all this bullshit all the time.
Will
but anyway.
Puts on his fedora.
But seriously, whatever you want to do, but I'm just presenting the information to you. I think that it is bad news. You can do whatever you want. I am not your father. I am not your boyfriend. I am not your anything. I am just a guy that you don't like. But trust me in this one case, because I am not lying. This guy is a freak. He is a weirdo. You can see him if you walk down the street. He's like everywhere already.
I don't
want
to see him, and I don't want him to see me.
Yes, right. So I'm saying, I don't know if this church and all its crappy hiding of bones will do anything for you, because where are they going to hide you if they can't even hide some bones? Right? Mm-hmm. See? Presenting it to you, do with it what you will.
But I guess to make an informed decision, I guess need to know, do you know where you're headed?
Probably.
Are you headed out of town?
It sounds like the next thing we're going to do is be going to some winery. If you want to come along, maybe there's some wine for you. But honestly, I do not care. Will is emphatically saying, you can do what you want.
Tell her there's room in the barrel.
There is now room in the barrel, and I don't know that at all.
You hear a splashing sound from
there
inside.
There is now room in the barrel. I can tell from the reverberations. I can tell. So, you know, and you can go ask any of those weirdos in there. Screw that priest, he seems like a douche. Everybody in this world, you know what? I really do feel bad for you, Arena, because it sounds like everyone in this land is a douchebag.
Present company excluded, of course.
I might be a dick, but I'm not a douchebag.
But I'm saying I'm from this land.
Oh, yeah, yeah, present company. Yeah, you're present company. Yes, of course, that's what you were talking about.
I think you doth protest too much.
No, I know I'm a dick. I'm sorry. I know I am. But yeah, I just wanted to tell you. And I was just wondering if you knew, because like that kind of gives me a clue as to how powerful this guy is or whatever the heck his deal is. I'll try to find out more some other way, because holy shit, he seems really scary.
Right. Well, I will say that though this does certainly worry me quite a lot, I would say I'm probably still more worried about Strahd.
Okay, there were a bunch of vampires in this town. I'm thinking you might want to come with us. Okay, we were the ones that killed the vampires. You've seen us kill a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. We were the ones. Just don't tell anybody, okay?
Okay.
But, you know, we were the ones that did it. We killed those vampires. Bathwack and Irina... Bathwack and Rafina are kind of ridiculously amazing with the vampire killing capabilities. They might be your best bet. Not me. I just beat up the old man. I'm good at beating up the elderly. I'm telling you the straight truth right now. I'm not sure. I know. I don't know why I am. But, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just
warning you.
I'm scared of a lot of things.
Yep. Be scared.
I thought I was safe here.
No.
Or at least relatively.
I don't think so.
But where will I be safe?
I don't know. With Bathwack and Rafina. I'm serious. Like, they seem to be...
Okay.
The people. And with that, there you go. Go back to dusting or whatever you're doing. Just wanted to tell you.
Okay. Thank you, Will. Thank you. She puts a hand on Will's shoulder.
And Will's like...
Will hates physical contact of any kind.
Yeah. Will's like, looks at her hand and is like, thanks. I know you risk a lot using your one hand that you have left.
I would put hands on both your shoulders, but as we both know...
That would be a little too weird. Go back to dusting. I'm gonna go and walk around somewhere.
Well, don't
burn part of the church down, probably, because that guy
don't do that.
Is a jerk. I think I should.
Will,
that guy's a jerk.
That's not a funny joke.
I think it was pretty funny. Plus,
not
those
a joke.
Bones didn't.
I was gonna say. I thought my joke was hilarious and also not a joke.
Cool. Peace.
Don't leave without me, though. I don't know what I'm going to do, but...
I said Bathwack and Rafina. Those guys are your guys. Myself excluded from the people that will protect
from
you.
From the two people I named that weren't me, I'm excluded
from
those two people.
Yeah, you said don't leave without me. I can go wherever I want.
It's... He's like,
what am I
going to
do for you?
I'm not protecting you! You might want to go with us, but not with me! Okay. So where does Will go? Does he go back inside?
Nope, he leans against the outside of the church and lets
Smokes.
Her go away. Nope. Actually, probably wonders where Bernard is, since I haven't...
Oh yeah, he's right there.
He is. Sweet. Hi, Bernard.
Hello! He peeks out from behind the terrarium.
She left her terrarium out here.
It's another one. It's the church terrarium. They keep
Sweet.
It outside. Right, so you guys have dumped out a barrel of water and found no Gorin. Has everybody moped or whatever it is that they would do?
Shedding tears while hopping on one foot, yes.
Okay, that's a great way to slip and hurt yourself. Lank would make an effort to clean up the water.
Aw.
You don't worry about that. I know you were expecting something from this. It's fine. Yeska and myself can handle this. And Irina. Irina? Irina? And she's walking back in. Oh, there you are. Here, help clean up this this water here.
You douche priest, don't do anything. You just pray.
He's doing it too.
Is he really?
Yes.
Because when we came in, everyone else was cleaning and he was just praying. Hey. And now he's like, Irina, you with the one arm! You just lost your arm!
Prayer is perhaps the most important work to be done in the church.
Just smack you around a little bit.
A little bit. Just wait till I'm Slug Lord, then it'll be a lot.
What? Wait until you're Slug... Yeah, you're Slug Lord right now.
No, I am Master.
Yeah, okay.
Call me Master.
You're so dumb. Okay, goodbye.
All right, so they set to cleaning up the barrel water.
Rafina is going up to Link very gently. She wants to know. She says, Link, do you still want to bring the barrel with us?
I don't think there's any point. As long as there was that weird liquid in it, it seemed like he might be in there, but...
But it was magical. We don't know. Maybe he's in a he's definitely in a different place now. But maybe this is the door.
Nick says, perhaps. I mean, unless it did something with him. It didn't seem like acid. I've heard of acid that can eat things. I don't know if that's what happened here. I don't know. It seemed more supernatural than that to me.
Lang suddenly looks very concerned. Now thinking back over the transformation that took place because of the offering, he left, went up in the water, or into the liquid, and turned it into water. He turns to Nick and says, Do you think he was in there until that flower touched the liquid?
Your guess is as good as mine, Lank. I really don't know. Perhaps he was never in there. I do not know. I don't know what that was. Gorin aside, I feel better about the contents of that barrel now than I did before. But I don't know.
Can you tell us about your god, Link? Maybe the flower and the silver and the combination of who your god is can give us some clues.
Yes. She's often thought of as the mother. Honestly, the rituals surrounding her have often to do with marriage. Rites like that. It's very family-oriented. So I'm not sure Lank is trying to figure out if he killed Gorin by offering this flower.
No, you just married him.
It's the same thing, right, guys?
Don't laugh.
Well, I mean, out of character because I'm not there, but that's interesting because he was looking for Anna, so... If your god has to do with marriage, maybe there's something like that somehow.
That maybe he went and found that woman he was looking for. Maybe. What I do know of the goddess, she's good. So
right.
I don't think that she would, that an offering to her would then lead to harm to Gorin.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he was still in there. Who knows what he was going through? Maybe what happened, even if he is gone, maybe that was good for him, if you know what I mean.
Lank nods, and I think perhaps now we'd leave this barrel here if the father is willing to have an empty barrel for safekeeping, just in case this is the door to get back.
I was willing to take it when it was full of whatever it was full of that... it's now not full of, so certainly I would be, that's not even close to the payment that you're rightfully due for returning these bones to me. He's still holding on to them. So absolutely, I will keep it safe.
Lank takes a second white flower and silver piece and hands them to the father and says, would you please put this next to the barrel?
I will do. And I will offer my prayers up to this for all of you and for your friend until you return for it.
Thank you.
Of course. So are you still outside, right? Will's mm-hmm. still outside? All right. So the rest of you are still inside. Irina and Yeska and the priest are cleaning up the water. And Irina would come up to you and... Will told me about this person that's apparently... looking for me or obsessed for me here in town and thought it might be good if I came with you. Is that what you all think as well? No? Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Fine.
I'm sorry, I was distracted by the goings on with the barrel. He catches himself. I would be happy to have you along again.
It may be dangerous.
I know. I am loath to leave this town, yet it's been brought to my attention that staying here may be more immediately perilous for me due to this I think it was Izek person. Would you all agree, or do you think I would be safer here? Will seem to think I would be better off with you, specifically you two. He points to Rafina and Bathwack.
If you come with us, we'll do our best to protect you.
Yes, we will.
With us, you have people who can fight with weapons. That may be the difference.
And we each have two arms.
Oh, snap. Just a burn.
That'll take the sting out of it.
Bathwax about to raise his hand and say, wait, I have three, but then he remembers he doesn't anymore. And he looks sad. Ruined his own joke.
Bathwax's been waiting, hoping that Arena notices the mausoleum.
Yes, I spend a good 5 minutes stacking up those stones.
Well, Will said you were all headed to a winery out of town. Are you headed there now, or?
We're ready to go, aren't we, guys?
I think we were supposed to talk to the guy first, or no? Do we not have to talk
Which
to that guy?
Guy?
I'm not there, so, but the
Where are you?
He's outside of the church.
Well, I mean, they're apparently headed out, so they...
Why don't we walk out and find Will?
And there you are.
Oh, there I am.
We're going to the winery, Will! Are you ready?
This was a purely out-of-character thing.
You wouldn't even say it in character?
No, okay. I'm asking, didn't the guy say that we should go talk to the guy, the winery guy?
That's Rictavio said you should get in his good graces. Someone had brought up the fact that he had asked you to do something, and he thought that would be a good idea.
Okay, sorry. I thought it was like we had to go talk to him.
I think we can probably come back later after we've figured out whatever the deal is with the wine.
Okay. And so you all head west. Big surprise, huh? You find that the church is actually pretty close to the west end of town. There's another gate in the walls. The walls, you can tell now, pretty much go the whole way around the town, these big stockade walls. You're let out easily enough. No one questions you really when leaving. The gate is kept closed, though, so they open it for you and close it behind you. And you head off down the road to the west.
Is Ravenloft basically like a flat earth, or is it if we walked east, would we eventually come back around the other side? I mean,
let's try it.
We walk east, it's like asteroids, except we come up like south. I don't know, like, do we know anything about this? Or
the only thing you've heard of is through different people's experiences, as well as what Rictavio said, that the valley seems to be surrounded by a mist. That when you enter the mist, it befuddles you and turns you around and eventually starts to weaken you. And no matter where you go, you end up back in the valley where you started.
Okay.
So you head down the road, and the first thing you come across after about an hour or so of interest, you know, you're sort of in, again, you know, like before, wooded areas, but you come to a crossroads. It's an X intersection. There's branches. You've come from the southeast.
It used to be an intersection?
No, it is one. Did I say used to be?
You said it was an X. What the hell was that?
It sounded like a prayer.
It's an intersection that does like skateboarding and inline skating and nice. BMX biking.
Nice.
Anyway, there's a signpost that is near the eastern elbow of the intersection, and it has arms pointing in all four of the directions, and they're all labeled.
Is it an alive thing? It has elbows and arms?
Yes, it does. So the sign pointing back where you came says Valaki, as it also says Ravenloft. The one to the more to the south says Berez. To the north, it says Lake Baratok. And to the west, basically in the direction you're going, it says Kresk. And it also says Solenka Pass.
Lake Bear Toggle.
Yeah! That sounds like Bear Toggle.
That kind of does, you're right.
I was thinking that.
So if you continue onwards, unless someone wants to go any of those other places or has anything to do there, you continue on. After about another 30 minutes, the next interesting thing, there is a spur that leads off the road to the south. It looks like more of a smaller path, but the main interesting thing is that on both sides of the road, there are these stone pillars, and on tops there are these remnants of what you can tell are what used to be stone carved dragon heads on them.
And Will points at Bathwack and points up at that and goes,
yeah.
That's what you're supposed to look like, turtle.
No, he's going to say, I'm going to put your head up there. That's what you're supposed to look like.
Stair dragger, man.
Will, why don't I drag you up to the top of that pillar and we can take a look? is there anything else I can, if I approach a little bit closer, is there anything else I can learn about this?
Not really. These seem to be very old. The one on the west side is a little more intact than the other one, but they're both very weathered and, you know, it's pretty clear that they're dragon heads, but they're not in great condition at this point.
Okay. Are there any signs, like, what's south?
There's no written sign, no. There's just this one sort of path, basically, almost. It's just a smaller road that leads off to the south. You continue on further, another 30 minutes, and you come to another crossroads. There's another signpost there. There's an arm pointing north that reads Kresk. There's an arm pointing back east that does say Valaki. And there is an arm directly to the south that says Solenka Pass. And the arm pointing southwest reads the Wizard of Wines. And yeah, the road that way slopes kind of gently downward in that direction.
We're off to see the wizard! Yep. Let's go! All
right. So you continue on. The road becomes kind of more of a muddy trail after 15 or 20 minutes or so. You're sort of within the woods, darker wooded area. Eventually, the road breaks into a meadow. The road itself splits into two branches, this trail at this point. There is a branch that goes west, and it has a sign that's marked Vineyard. And then there is a branch that goes south back into the dark woods.
I prefer the lighter path.
I mean, I think we're going to the vineyard, right, guys?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know where that road goes, but it does look a bit foreboding, Rafina, I would say.
Yes, I agree.
Can I have Bernard turn into a raven and have him fly down that road a little bit just to see if he can see what the heck's down there?
Sure. Down the one not
down the
vineyard
path
way.
That we're not gonna go. He just waits there for a few minutes, just lets Bernard check it out.
Yeah, hold on. How far do you want him to go?
I'll stand there for 5 hours, just okay. Waiting.
But how far do you want him to go? 20 feet? Over 5 hours?
Well, he's up high, so I feel like he could see if there's anything that would be related to the vineyard. Like, if this path is somewhat close to the vineyard, maybe it's something related. That's what I'm trying to see, if it seems like a property that could be somehow related to the vineyard.
Okay.
How far can a crow or a raven fly? I don't know. I don't know what to tell him. I don't want to be your...
Do you want him to fly into the woods or, like, above?
Above. I don't want him to fly, like, low and get eaten by something.
Yeah. The woods are...
Fly one foot above the ground,
it's a raven eating wood. So he flies and he says, well, it looks like the woods continue that way for some time. I do see the vineyard over that way. There's pretty lot of vineyards, actually. It's a pretty big operation there, I guess. I do see a building in the middle. Down southways, the forest continues on for quite some time. I see a hill in the distance, I guess. There's a river off to the east.
I think he has him fly ahead towards the vineyard just to see if there's ahead of us. I'll keep walking, you know, if everyone's going, it's fine. But just to send him ahead to kind of scout out and see if he sees anything bad happening that's obvious over there before we get there.
All right. He doesn't report anything really notable. He says this, you know, there is a building, I would guess, is the winery in the middle of the vineyards. The vineyards don't seem to be in great shape. Doesn't seem to be a lot of robust growth here. I don't see anything moving around or anything, though.
Okay.
So if you continue on the trail, a light drizzle begins to fall. There's unpainted fences sort of following the trail along. And the trail actually skirts north of, you eventually come across a sprawling vineyard. And then you can see ahead of you, it kind of bends south towards a stately building. The fog sort of picks up a little bit and swirls between the rows of grapevines. And here and there you see these rope-handed half barrels used for hauling grapes. North of the trail, on the other side of the vineyard, there's a large stand of trees. And if you look, as you start to approach, you actually see a man wearing a dark cloak and a cowl. He stands at the edge of the trees, and he's gesturing for you, beckoning you towards him.
Should we go over there, guys? He looks kind of like the specter of death.
Yeah, totally. Let's go.
Totally. Let's go.
Bathrock's already walking that way.
Blank follows.
Nick is right there.
Let's see what this guy's story is.
I won't drag you this time, Will.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the back.
Oh.
I'm in the back.
You're hiding behind Arena?
I forgot that she was there already. Yeah.
Oh, this is why you talked Arena into coming with us.
Another meat shield.
You could hide behind her.
Here, Arena, you hide behind the terrarium, and I'll hide behind you.
No, I'm helping her, obviously. Jeez, guys. Yeah, he's actually standing by Arena, actually, though.
Okay. As you approach this cloak figure from behind this person, you see there's a few other figures kind of emerging from the stand of trees. They're all wearing similar, these dark leather. They look like rain cloaks, basically, with these hoods on.
Are they armed?
Not obviously.
That was a vague answer.
They pull out AK-47s.
They would appear to be armed.
Yeah, Bathwack whips out the millimeter wave radar. Yes.
You see the one who had been beckoning sort of come out to meet you, and he throws back his hood, and it's an older man, maybe in his late 60s, early 70s even, perhaps. He's got a craggy face, a gray, close-cropped beard, and you notice his cloak actually has a few, looks like shiny bits of metal sewn into it, just here and there. Not like armor or anything, but almost like maybe decoration when you get close. He says, "Who the hell are you? What do you want here?"
Wow.
Who the hell are you?
I asked you first.
Yeah, but we asked you with more of us.
Actually, there are a total of 9 people that came out of the woods.
Aww.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't know that.
Though, from what you can tell, that looks like there are 5 adults. Looks like maybe a person that you think might be like a teenager or something like that. And then 2 young children, and then one of the people seems to be holding maybe a baby or a small child.
Oh, all right. I would not respond that way if there are children there.
Pardon my language. I didn't swear enough.
Pardon, yes, excuse me. Pardon. My name is Bathwack, and I'm not... That's my name. I'm not cursing at you.
Bless you! Anyway! Now what are you doing here? I want to know.
What are we doing here?
Erwin! Erwin told us to come!
We're here to fix the grapes.
Yeah!
Erwin! Erwin told you to come.
Erwin! Yeah! Erwin! Mister! Will says sarcastically.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know Erwin. It's my fool of a son. Why did he send you here? What are you doing here? Was you something about... You hear about the grapes? What did he tell you?
He said that the grapes are what they use to make the wine.
Wow. My son, he's a bright one, that. Yep, I can confirm. We use grapes to make wine. Is that all you needed to know?
In his defense, people often get the sense that they need to spell things out for us. So.
He said there's a problem, and honestly, I don't remember what the hell the problem he said was.
Damn right there's a problem!
Well,
what are you doing outside on this beautiful day?
Yeah, damn rain. What's it to you?
Maybe we can help.
Help? Look at you. You're gonna help us? I don't. Ugh.
You don't know if one of us just might be a grape whisperer.
So you're here to help. Erwin sent you here to help us.
That was his idea. I get the sense he didn't think it through real hard.
Yeah, Will is getting annoyed about standing in this rain, and he casts silent image of Erwin right in front of the guy's face, just like, "Hello, I'm Erwin." But he doesn't, it's silent, so he doesn't say that, but just right in front of the guy's face. "Yeah, we can do some stuff. Erwin asked us to help."
What is, you did that? What? Get this out of my face! Get this out of my face!
And Erwin's like...
he moves, like, away from where the image is.
And then he makes Erwin stand there, like, sulking with his arms crossed, like, my dad sucks!
And you see one of the other people come up and touch the guy on his arm, and he sort of shrugs him off, then turns, and they lean in, and they kind of whisper together. And the one who had came up says, I'm sorry for my father. This is Davian. My name is Adrian. I'm his oldest son. I'm Erwin's older brother. This here," and he gestures to the people in turn, this is Elvir, myself and Erwin's younger son, our younger brother, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that was so good.
I'm busy trying to diagram the family here.
Yeah. So, like, now we really need a family tree.
So there's three brothers. There's Adrian, Erwin, and Elvir in order in age. This is Stefania, our sister, and Dag, her husband. Dag there is holding Yolanda, their baby girl. And they also have three boys. We've got Claudio, who is the bigger one. And then the two other ones. There's Martin and Vigo. And yes, we would be very welcome for help. And Davian sort of crosses his arms, almost looks exactly like Erwin's image at this point. And goes, help.
And he has the Erwin guy walk over and just do the, like, just walk over so the guy can see him doing.
He starts, like, waving his arms through it. It's just, it goes right through him. He says, yes, my father is proud, but we are clearly in need of help. Our winery is under attack. We've been beset upon by the evil druids from the nearby Yester Hill. Just 2 days ago, we were actually forced out of the winery entirely by druids and these blights that they bring with them. And we were forced to seek shelter here in the woods. We've not really come up with a plan to take it back. We don't really have that type of strength. But if you're here to help and you think you can, then we would certainly welcome it. We have things of value within that we would be willing to present to you if you would be willing to help. This is the lifeblood of our family, and we are at a loss.
How many druids? Like, how you guys were all driven out of there. I mean, how many of them are there?
I mean, it was in the middle of the night. The main thing we saw were these blights of various sizes. There were, it felt like hundreds of them.
What's a blight?
Oh, blights. They're these creatures that the druids summon forth to do their bidding. They come from the trees. They're made of twigs and branches and vines and plants.
We can make tea out of them.
That sounds wonderful. Though I don't think I'll drink any, but yes, you can make tea of all of them. If you would. They've been inside ever since. We haven't seen hide nor hair of them. We've been keeping our eyes on the building. And they've been... apparently, I suppose, inside.
What would they want with the winery? Just making wine? Drinking wine?
It may have been even to just keep us from producing wine to provide to the rest of the valley. They are not good people.
You said the evil druids. Are they a thing around here? Like, you guys know about a bunch of evil druids?
Yes, they like I said, they're from Yester Hill, which is to the south.
What is their... what do they usually do? Why are they so... like, what... what's their thing?
I mean, I hear of strange rituals and sacrifices requiring blood. They've, in the past, sent forth various attacks upon us at certain times. Nothing of this scale, though.
Why would they stop you from producing wine? What? Why wouldn't they, you know, it sounds like they're interested in rituals and things like this. Why wouldn't they do something else? What does wine have to do with it?
I mean, perhaps they want to take over the production and thus have power over the people of this land, or perhaps they have something more sinister in mind. There are certainly plenty of people who partake in the wine, perhaps doing something to that supply immediately or over time could perhaps bring ill to this valley. They seem to revel in in these types of things. So,
what kind of powers do they have? Like, what do they do?
The biggest thing is they have these creatures with them that they control. And just by sheer numbers alone, they are able to overrun. They do have some magic. I've seen them cast certain spells. So they seem to have some form of power.
Does it ever stop raining around here? Will says annoyedly.
Well, I mean, it just started raining hard. It doesn't always rain this hard.
I'm just curious, because if these things are made out of twigs, it would be useful to burn them, but in the rain, it's not gonna be so great for fire spells and such.
That's true. It does not always rain.
All right. What's the forecast, weatherman?
Well, you see,
have their weather app up?
Suddenly there's this green screen that appears and he stands in front of him.
Got a cold front moving in. Lots of evil druids right here.
When they summon the blights, how do they do it? Do they have some sort of symbol they use to create the magic?
I do not know. I'm sure there's probably something there on their hill that they invoke. I do not study their ways. It is mostly mystery to me. I just know of the results, unfortunately.
Sounds like it's time to start studying them.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps, though I don't know how one would. I would not want to go any closer to that their place than I would have to. I can only imagine it would be more and more dangerous there.
You sound very defeatist.
I feel very defeated. You are very... what's the word? Observant.
If we get these guys out of here, are there a lot more in the Yester Hill or whatever the heck you said? Are there a lot more druids that'll come and replace these guys?
I do not know. I would. This
oh
is a
my
bigger.
God, you don't
this
know
is a,
anything.
This is a. This is a bigger force than I have ever seen. They've sent forth skirmishes that we've been able to at least keep at bay in the past. They've done some damage to the vineyards that we've been able to repair, but nothing quite like this. So. I've never seen more than really one druid at a time. We're aware of at least two or three in there right now, or at least that came initially, those two nights ago.
I'm just wondering, I mean, if we get rid of them and there's a bunch more that are going to come, what's the point? It's raining and I'm depressed.
Will has seasonal affective disorder or whatever. I would not ask your help if I wasn't desperate. I don't know what to tell you. All I know is that we do not have our home or our business.
Are you just standing out here in the woods? This is where you are
We've been sheltered here again. We've been trying to figure out, maybe hoping they'll leave eventually, but they haven't yet.
All right, let's go, guys. I can tell everyone's gonna go and help the people.
Well, yeah, of course we are, Will. You're right, says Nick.
Rafina starts hopping.
Arena says, what should I do?
Well...
yeah, you should probably come with us.
Yeah. I don't know if we trust these random strangers in the woods. Well, they do have a baby. Let's see. What do you think, Irina?
That's what you always tell your kids, right?
Huh?
Go to the lady with a baby.
Right, exactly.
That'll be who you can trust.
Exactly.
I don't know. She, like, looks to you over at the building, back at these people.
Do you have, like, tents or anything? Any kind of shelter? Because, I mean...
We've...
Any dry spot?
Drier...
Great. All right.
And the younger brother says, we've erected some lean-tos and whatnot. They're in pretty good shape. Nothing too fancy, unfortunately.
Can you defend yourselves?
To some degree, though we were not able to overcome this force that's in there. But yes, we would be able to keep her safe. We would do that for you, says Adrian.
I think Irina can stay here.
Yeah, I mean...
I think that would probably be wise, she says.
I don't know. We dragged Irina out of Valaki, and now we're going to abandon her?
We're not abandoning her.
She did almost die in the windmill, which none of you even noticed at the time.
All right, how about this?
And lost an arm.
How about this? We make a trade. I take the baby, you keep the baby. Now, if we come back and Arena's not safe, I have a new baby. Not that I want that.
Wait a second. My plan.
Ah, shit, my plan sucks, guys.
I feel like Arena's going to be very offended that we think she's less helpful than a baby.
No, it's just about keeping her safe.
Hey, this baby's got two arms, guys. Yeah, am I right?
That's true.
Am I right?
Yeah, what kind of guarantee do we have that you'll protect her? We don't, I mean, we know Erwin.
Why don't we just bring her along?
Oh, man. Yes.
Because if there's crazy crap going on there, she has only one arm and isn't able to defend herself at all.
And if crazy crap goes on here, she doesn't have any of us.
Yes, that's why we brought her, so that we could protect her.
Right. Yeah, but they've been sheltered in these woods for a while now, it seems.
2 days.
Right? 2 days. That's not very long. Yeah, they're all going to get wiped out.
All right.
Well, crap.
At that point, it's still just luck that they haven't been eaten by bears.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, I know you want to, Will. You want to stay here? <I'm> just kidding.
No, I just want the baby, guys. I was going to pretend to trade, but then run away with the baby, start a new life.
Raising chickens.
Raising chickens in Kresk. That's my new...
There's an interesting plan.
All right, well, I don't want to burden you all. I don't want you to have to worry about me. And she's put back on, if you recall from before, she did have a rapier, which she had utilized. The only person that had seen that was Lank and Will and Nick. Rafina and Bathwack hadn't seen her actually in the midst of a fight, but she is armed.
Ha
I wonder if they run into trouble, can they send us a signal, like just light this whole clutch of trees on fire or something? Just like, you know, send us, is there any way they can get us word?
Via Bernard.
Yeah, Bernard, there we go. What's the snow? What?
I just have to leave my
buy
my only tool that I have as this shitty warlock pact that I picked.
Oh, you're a powerful warlock, Will.
Nope.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
How far away would you say we are?
Quarter mile? Does that sound dumb? I don't know.
Quarter mile.
Is that a giant vineyard?
That's really close. A quarter mile is really close.
So you can kind of keep an eye on it from where you are.
All right, so we could sprint back if we really had to, if we weren't completely overwhelmed by twigs and branches.
So what does that mean? Am I coming or going?
What do you want, Irina?
Come on, the more the merrier.
All right, yes, as long as I don't, as long as I'm not a burden. No,
stay here.
Oh, crap. We can't decide.
Bathwack thinks she'll be a burden.
How about, can you run across the vineyard if it looks so bad that we have to send you back to these people? Can you run with one arm?
Well.
Can you? Who knows? Maybe you can't. Maybe you run with your hands. I don't know.
Can you eat? Without getting food in your mustache?
Yes.
Look, there's a piece of beet still stuck in there.
There is not.
Prestidigitation.
All right. I mean, it's probably... Why don't you come along with us, and if it's really bad over there, run across the vineyard and go back. How about that? Sound like a plan to everybody, since nobody can decide?
Okay, what do you say?
I said she's coming.
I'm saying people have decided very different things.
Awesome.
I think it's a terrible idea, but fine.
Cool.
All right. I guess the consensus is mostly that I'll come with you, but I will stay out. I'll try to stay out of harm's way. I do not want to make things harder for you. But if you need me, I'm here, and let's do it. Okay?
We don't need you. We want you to be safe.
Right.
That's why we kept asking you if you would prefer to stay with these people.
I'll stay with you.
All right,
you guys
let's
are safe.
Go.
You guys are capable.
Cool.
Great. And Will, you told me what really happened back in Valaki when you got the bones, so
shh.
I think that you'll be able to
Don't look at me like that, Irina. Stop it.
She bats her eyes at you.
Should we take a brief rest before we head over there?
Oh, have we not? People have used their spells and stuff at fighting the vampires, and we never took a rest, I guess.
Yeah, but we took like half an hour's and stuff.
You could probably have taken a short rest along the way. If not, you can take one here. But okay. Yeah, you can take it. So if anybody's lost, is anybody down any hit points?
No.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes.
Are you?
You can spend hit dice to regain them. If you didn't take damage, you wouldn't need to.
Not gonna bother. But we don't have our spell slots back, though.
Correct. If you need to spend a long rest to regain them, you do not have them.
Do we have time for that kind of thing? Can we just camp here for the...
I mean, it is getting later. At this point, it's later in the day. So you could certainly do so. Yeah, if you feel like you need to rest up before heading in, we would certainly understand. I don't know how comfortable it will be. We kind of have accommodations for us, but we could make something work.
What do you think, guys?
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's rest.
I'm just going to stop on... Yeah, I just need to stop hopping for a little while.
All right. All right, so you guys can all spend a long rest. They'll make some makeshift shelter for you. So you gain all your hit points back.
Oh, sweet.
You spend the night. All goes on... all happens. Blah, 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 blah,
everything
blah.
Everything goes well.
It's normal. Nothing happens. You sleep and you wake up. So you wake up. It's bright, misty, not bright morning.
Bright, misty, not bright.
The drizzle has subsided to a fine sort of misting.
Ugh. We all choke down our twig tea.
I dry myself as much as I can with my breezes that I can make.
Everything is still kind of damp.
I hate the DM. I curse the DM.
Yeah, it's that whole, like, you know, the do 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 do, but it's in a minor key. Just imagine that.
La 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 la.
And then you realize it's just Rafina praying. All right. And
touché.
All right. And so you make your way across to the building. It is in the midst of the vineyard. It's an old, as you approach, it's a two-story stone building. You can see a few different ways in, a few different doors. The walls are covered in a thick ivy, and there's iron fencing along its roof line. The trail actually leads specifically up to an open loading dock on the ground floor. On the east side, there's a wooden stable, looks a little bit newer than the other parts of the building. It's next to the loading dock. And then to the west of it, you can see a crumbling well, as well as what looks like a wooden, perhaps an outhouse. So you follow the trail up to the winery, and...
The well is next to the outhouse?
They're both on the west side. They're maybe about 15 feet apart.
Gross.
Someone needs to...
Not very well planned out vineyard there.
So you approach, you go up the trail to the loading dock. You can see within there is a cart that looks like maybe has some barrels in it. And as you get pretty close, within maybe 15 feet or so, you start to hear something. Everybody roll a perception check.
Oh, crap. We should have been a little quieter.
8.
16.
9.
8 plus 3, so it's 11.
Okay. Anybody over 12 notices this sound? It sounds like the rustle of maybe crackling leaves or maybe dead vines, sort of coming from all around you. And if you sort of turn, it seems to be coming sort of from the vineyard to the sides and behind you. And you start to see these shapes emerge from the vineyard. Vaguely, vaguely humanoid, but they're smaller. They're maybe actually about the size of Rafina. The sounds you hear are their limbs kind of crackling. There maybe about 30 or so of these figures emerging from the vineyard, from all around, trudging forth towards you through the mist and the gloom. And they look very menacing.
I don't see them, but is there any chance they haven't noticed us?
Well, if anybody who did hear it and turn around, once you see people turning around, you can see them. Just the people that had rolled well heard it first. And as you hear this crackling, you see them sort of plodding towards you. You basically are kind of, at least from this side of the building, pretty much surrounded by these figures. And that's where we will leave off tonight. They're all terrified from your moans and cries, and they run away.
They're my size, huh?
Uh-oh.
Roughly. They're small.
What are we
up? Made of twigs. I just sucks that it's misty because I'm going to cast my bonfire and it's going to do nothing.
Maybe it'll burn the mist.
It'll make a lot of smoke.
Wee! Yay! We'll all choke to death.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.